Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God save us.
You know,
Reading.
It seems like
Reading.
We've all been conditioned
again
by calendar.
Our radio listening audience, we welcome you to this beautiful Sunday morning radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you very much for joining us. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. Today's discussion is, the truth is the key to open the door to life. Yes, the truth is the key to open the door to life. That's your answer there. A key opens the door to things so that you can get inside to get the things that are within. Likewise with life. Life has a door. This door has a certain key. You must obtain this key in order to unlock the door that your life is enclosed within. You cannot see life, but life is in everything because the Creator put life in the universe when He put His Spirit all over the world. He also put life in His world and in everything within the world. The key that unlocks the mysteries of everything in the world is Hawk. Hawk, the truth. We are cut off from truth. We begin as Adam and Eve did. We begin to die. To die because we lose contact or we disconnect. We forget our Creator as they did. And when we forget our Creator, we have no protection and we have fall into the power of evil. Evil is the opposite of Allah's creation. All of Allah's creation is good. Everything Allah created, He created depending on Him. And Allah says when people forget Him, they forget their own souls and have nothing to protect them from the evils of themselves and the evils of this world. Also, Allah, when He created the human being, He installed in the human being His life-giving qualities. So, faith is the way of life that manifests itself in the God qualities. So faith is the way of life that manifests itself in God-like qualities of a human being. The Creator says that He will never change the bad conditions that we are experiencing in this world today until we come back to our true nature, which is good. Also, our Creator says when a thought of evil excels our mind, call Him to remembrance, and the evil will flee, and then you will see that the truth is the light that opens the door to life. The door that we are talking about, people, is ignorance, and the truth is the only key that brings us out of mental and spiritual darkness into truth and spiritual life. Thank you again for joining us this morning. I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And Imam Shahid Shabazz, I'm a little hoarse this morning. Imam Shaheed Shabazz's broadcast comes to you every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us and call your friends and neighbors and relatives and have them to join in too. So sit back and relax and be prepared to give us some feedback on our show so we'll know exactly what it is that we are saying that you are pleased with or what you would like to hear on the show that you're not hearing. All right. We will now give to you Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, I just wanted to know you could hear me. I would like to say peace be unto you all. That is all of you all that don't know that assalamu alaikum in Arabic. This means peace be unto you. It means not just the peace, but it means the peace of the Creator, the peace of Allah, the Creator, be upon not only you, but the whole world. And we would like to start off with the opening prayer, the opening salat or prayer to start us off, because we came in the world in prayer. We came in this world with God's hold of God, with a hold of his creation, meaning that we came in this world as a baby, and our Creator is not only our Creator, but he fashioned us in our mother's womb in such a way, if you look, they let you ultrasound or whatever they got, the machine they got. You look in that machine at that baby when it's in the fetus position, that baby is in Sesda. That's how we are when we bow down all the way and touch our forehead to the ground. We're folded up just like that. So we come in the world praying, and we are to go out of the world praying if we want to be saved from the evil of ourselves and the evil of this world. And this is the prayer that will save you if you don't take it for granted, if you take it serious, if you think on it and examine your life every day, look at the world around you, people every day, you can see that they are not on, this prayer will let you know they are not on the path to Almighty Allah. Beginning with the Muslims. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Ma liki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa ad-dallin. Amen. We just said, translated in this English language, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, all the systems of knowledge. Deed we worship in thine aid, we see. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. So with that, we would like to start off by mentioning some of the realities of our Creator that we need to think about every day when he blesses us to wake up in the morning. We should think about Ar-Rahim, the merciful. He's the merciful, the most merciful. We should think about Ar-Rahman, the beneficent. He's our beneficent Creator. He's always there for us. Even when we are not for ourselves, he's always there for us. And he's also As-Salam, the source of peace. And he's Al-Mu'min, the guardian of faith. He protects and guards our faith from evil, our own evil selves, and the evil jinns in which we cannot see. And the last one I want to just mention is Al-Aziz, the mighty. He is not only the mighty, but the almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. And he's one. Not two, not three, not three and one, but he's one. So let's get to the topic here. The truth is the key to open the door to life. You know, most people in the world don't know or realize what life is. I was just talking to a brother before I came on the show, one of my Muslim brothers, beloved Muslim brothers, and I was letting them know I was walking. I was walking to the store, I think, walking to the dumpster. Either way, he had a nice-looking vehicle. I don't know. It may have been one of the expensive kind, but it was a nice-looking vehicle. He had rims on it and everything, and it was shining, man. You had to turn your head. They were shining on you so much, you know, might put you out, you know, just figure speech. But anyway, he got out the car, and I didn't see no spot on the car. I'm pretty good detailing cars, too. I didn't see no spot on the car, but he got out, and he shined the spot. He said, I'm going to find the spot. I know where it's at. And he shined the spot. I didn't know what spot he was talking about. And then before he got back in the car, he said, this is my baby. He said, it's my baby. And I just looked at him, and I'm saying this not to condemn this young man, because this young man don't know no better. He ain't been taught better. See, this is the reality right here, and it's based in this program. You see, truth is reality. And reality you cannot see with your mortal eyes. You see reality with reality. What do I mean? What do you mean? Allah is the only reality, right? Yes. So how do we see Allah? We see Allah with his reality. Yeah, we see Allah with his reality. So, you know, all praise is due to Allah. We must come back to understand that in the beginning of time, that is, people, there was no world. Understand this. In the beginning of time, there was only Allah. Allah have no beginning, and Allah have no end. So, you know, having no beginning and no end in Allah is eternal. So when Allah put some of his spirit into the human heart, Allah was putting eternal life into us. He was putting life in us, but not just life temporarily here in this world. He was putting eternal life into us. So if we want to see changes in our life, if we're going through difficulties, if we're having problems, we must understand that the problem solver is Allah. The problem solver is Allah. And we have to understand that Allah created us in his love. Allah is love. You know, we've always heard the saying, God is love. Allah is love. You know, you got people today, they are so mean towards each other. Even Muslims. I'm going to just deal with Muslims for a while. I'm a Muslim, been a Muslim, believe in the Islamic way of life. It's not a religion, it's a way of life. And for almost 45 years. And the Muslims are so mean, most of them, and so cruel, even to each other. And they even much more cruel to the people out in the street. People come seeking help to the Muslims, or the Muslims won't look down on them like they are dirt. Like, you, who are you to come asking me for something? You're going back out there with your kind, the bums and the drunks or whatever. I've seen this many times, and I separated myself from them hypocrites. Most Muslims ain't nothing but hypocrites. Most Christians ain't nothing but hypocrites. Most Jews ain't nothing but hypocrites. I'm letting you know today, you ain't nothing but most of you are hypocrites. And Allah says this to all three of you in the Quran. He said, do you enjoin right conduct on the people in the world? And you read my book, the Quran, you study my heart, my clear truth, and you forget to practice it yourself? Do you not understand the consequences? There's consequences for that. And my mother used to call the consequences playing with God. She said, that's the most deadly thing you can do is play with God. She said, because if you play with God, you are going to go into that fire that God promised people who play with him, who be going to call themselves being godly and worldly at the same time. The oil and water mixes things that Allah created that don't mix. And of all those things that Allah created, these ain't things but concepts that God, Allah created that don't mix. It's good and evil. You can mix good with evil. You can have a good relationship, a good person in a relationship, and you can have an evil person in a relationship. Well, Allah say if the good person don't let the evil person cause them to become evil, he'll save them, and only the bad, evil person will be destroyed. So you see, long as you stay under the protection of remembering your Creator, it ain't but one. You can call him Yahweh. You can call him Jesus Christ if you want to, because that's what Christians going to do. They're going to do that till they die, most of them, you see. And Allah know their heart. I'm not judging them, but I'm just saying Allah say on the day of resurrection and judgment, when you stand before him, he said every tongue and every knee going to bow and confess, La ilaha illallah, that there's no God but Allah. So if right now all you Christians, all you Jews, and all you Muslims who are playing games with Islam, on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah, resurrection and judgment, you won't be able to play them games. You're going to be serious then. All of you who don't take religion serious now, on the day of judgment, you're going to be serious then. And Allah said, especially when you see that fire over there waiting on you, and he said the fire going to be like it's talking, roaring like, roar. Come on in. Come on in. I've been waiting on you. Yeah, this is true. This ain't no joke. See, and Allah says in the Holy Quran to the believers, I didn't say Muslim, to believers, every believing, sincere person in the world, he said, feel the fire. He said, feel me, your God and your Lord who created you. And then he said, feel the fire. Why do you say feel the fire? Because if you don't obey Allah, you guaranteed that you're going to taste hell fire in this world, and then you're going to experience it forever after the resurrection and the judgment and the hereafter. Yes. And this is serious, people, because we see assimilation of hell every day, evil every day. Ain't no let up on evil. Evil, evil, evil. And the worst is we might want to say, a lot of us, not me, that the evilest people are out in the street, out there doing all them things, killing everything. No, no, no. The evil people are in high places, like the government and religion, politics, religion. Those are the top advocates of evil. They plan while you're asleep how they're going to destroy all good in this world. Their mission is to destroy good in this world. The good in the hearts of men and the good in the creation. Then they got the air polluted. They got poison in the medication to kill us. They got poison in our foods to kill us. And we talk about it. You hear people talking about this every day. Well, anybody can talk about a problem. What we need today is not talk more about the problem. We need solutions to be administered so they can work. And then we will see a change in the world. But if you talk about the problem ain't going to go away by talking about it. If I got a problem, I got to get ask God, Allah, to help me, to show me what I need to do to solve the problem. Most people ain't doing this. They satisfied just to want to be, I call it, my brother used to say, wishy-washy, like a washing machine. Because in those days when I was growing up in the 50s, we had the type of washing machines that they turned themselves, you know, wishy-washy, and then we could see it wish, wash, switch, going backwards and forward. And that's how most people faith is, backwards and forward. They back out in the world sinning, and then they go to church or the mosque or the synagogue on whatever day they go, and they're all holy. And then they got another thing they do, most people in religion, they going to speak one way around this group of people, and then when they get around another group, they're going to speak another way. For instance, Allah said in the Quran, the hypocrites in Islam, when they're with the believers, the sincere believers, mu'minun, they say, we're with you. We worship Allah, and we follow Allah's prophet like you do. Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him. That's what I said. or tried to say the best I could. And anyway, and then they say when they get with the unbelievers, their buddies, the house Negroes and the unbelieving Caucasians or people of any race that don't believe in Allah, that rejects the reality of anything beyond this world, they say, we ain't with them believers. We were just joking. We were really with y'all. And they don't have to say that with their mouth. Allah said they show it in their actions. Most Muslims mingle more with non-Muslims, and they call them their friends and their families who worship idols than they do sincere Muslim believers who are struggling and trying to revive Islam so that the world can be free from the ignorance of their creator and stop killing and destroying the human race. Most Muslims ain't doing that. I don't care if y'all don't like me either. I'm going to tell you the truth. You ain't going to never be like when you tell the truth. The prophets and the messengers, peace be upon them all, some of them was killed for telling the truth. They done tried to kill me for telling the truth for almost 45 years. But I'm still here because you know what? Only one could control life and death, and that's Allah. You can't do anything unless Allah permits you. Evil can't even exist without the permission of Allah. Evil can't harm you except through the permission of Allah. And Allah won't allow evil to harm you if you stay under his freedom. And I want to break down the word freedom today before I bring on the guests if we got any. You know, you look at the first part of the word freedom. Now, dome, like you got the Houston Astrodome, it keeps you protected if it rain or hail or whatever. When down in New Orleans, when they had the flood, they put people in the Superdome. So a dome is something that protects you, right? You got that. Okay, let's look at the first part of the word, freedom. Free means to be able to live without worrying about being harmed. That's right. Being free to live without being alarmed that something is going to hurt you all the time, huh? Being alarmed all the time. So if you submit your will to the will of Allah, he will always be like a dome around you to protect you from the outer forces of evil trying to get inside the dome to steal your freedom from you. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you, thank you. I want to remind you that this morning you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And again, he's coming on strong, reminding you of the time that you're in, and the fact that we are dealing with, having all these problems and all these corruption going on today because we have accepted falsehood instead of the truth. And he's here to let you know what the truth is and how we must get back to accepting the truth, accepting our Creator, the Almighty God Allah, and knowing who we are, accepting within ourselves who we are and why we are here. So we want to thank you for joining us this morning. As we continue with the show, we do have a guest on who's been here for a few minutes with us, and we would like to see if this guest would have a comment for us at this time. The number is 919-240-8177. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I think at this time the guest would prefer not to comment, and we want to let you know in the radio listening audience that you don't have to say anything. If you don't want to, you can just listen to the show, and we pray that you're really enjoying it and that you're agreeing to the information and the message that's given to you. For those of you who are in the audience and would like to make a comment, push the number one button on your phone, and you will show up. You will light up in the studio here. And we'll be glad to have you on to hear your comments or for you to ask a question if you have a question. Again, for those who have just come on, I am reminding you, yes, you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. My apologies this morning. I found as I started to talking that I was a little hoarse. I'm going to have to get here and get my little honey and lemon water together, see if I can clear that up. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum again to everyone. As the co-host was talking, I was reflecting, doing some deep-hearted, deep soul reflection. And the Creator, Allah, revealed to me to let you all know that He will never change your condition, your family life, your individual life, and the collective life of the human race until we first change our hearts. That is, come back to the way that He created us in the beginning. He created us good. He said He created the nature of good in everything, every human being and everything. In fact, in the Bible, not the one the Christians got today, but the angel that He sent, Prophet Esau, they call him today Jesus, but it wasn't even a language where they could call him Jesus back during that time. The language they had, it was a language where His name was Esau. We'll just keep it right there. And they call him Jesus today. This man said a lot of beautiful things. And one of the things that this man said is the kingdom of Allah is inside of us. It's inside of you. Most people today, they're looking for spiritual hope. And they're looking for spiritual guidance in things they see. And even though Jesus or Prophet Esau may not be here, you got a lot of people who worship angels. You got a lot of people who worship prophets and messengers. You got a lot of people worshiping everything in creation. They don't worship the Creator, they worship creation. But Jesus, again, our Prophet Esau said, the kingdom of God is, Allah is within us. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, in this final revelation, He said, if your religion is by your birth, you inherited it through your birth, or you accepted it through somebody, you know, teaching you, He said, you must make your religion personal between Him and you. Nobody else. Because the only one can save you is you. And also I want you to know, people, Almighty Allah say this world is nothing but an illusion. He said the things in it that we call good, like the young man polishing his car. Oh, man, he was into that. I mean, you know, that's how I be into my faith, the way he be into, shining up them rims, boy. He was really doing a job, and now he had that car shining like new money. And I just said to myself, that's how we should be striving in our faith. He said, that's my baby. And we should call Allah not our baby, but we should say, I'm a baby before Allah. I'm none but His baby. Because we are like babies to Allah. We can't do anything without Allah. Anything. You can't even do bad without Allah. Why? Because the life that in you, that you chose to do bad, that's still the life of Allah in you. And if you want to cut that life off so you can't do no more bad, you can't do no more bad. You dead. So Allah is He's the life. L-I-F-E and the light, L-I-G-H-T, of the heavens and the earth. And Allah said, those whom He don't give His light of understanding of His reality unseen, they will not get it from nowhere else. So ain't no need of thinking your pastor can save you. You got people arguing about religion. And the only reason they're arguing about religion is because of the fact that they are just being hypocrites. They want some self-glory. my religion is right. We ain't got no mind nothing. Allah created this world. This world and everything in it belong to Allah. So to say my religion, my child, my car, my clothes, my this, my that. What did you create when you was created by Allah? What did he allow you to bring in the world when he created you? When you come out of your mother's womb, what did you have? Nothing but a bare behind. When you leave this world, what, all these things you're talking about, my, even your body, can you save your body? Stop it from dying? If it's your body, can you stop breathing for a period of time? It's a certain period of time. If you're not breathing, your body will die. Can you go beyond that period and still live in the body if you're a God and your claim of independence, people? No. No, you cannot. These are just simple but yet profound awakening words for your soul and your mind to wake you back up, people, to the reason we in this evil world is because people have rejected the reality of Almighty God Allah because they can't see him. And because they can't see him, they act like it, and sure, too. So they act like, well, I can talk religion and talk about God on one hand, and then I can go on and still live a sinful life, and God, he forgives. They try to justify their sins other than through repentance. The only way out of sin and evil is sincere repentance to your Creator and change of your conduct back to his righteousness. Do we understand this? This is fuck. This is truth. Whether you accept it or not, I won't be responsible because I'm warning you. One brother, he may have stopped coming on the program because we had a disagreement, but he called me the reminder. I tried to make amends with the brother because Almighty God Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know and love each other and not hate and despise each other. And he said if we have a misunderstanding with one another, make up. He said we should not go 3 days if we have a misunderstanding or argument between each other without making up. And you know what? He just revealed to me why he said 3 days. Do you know that even in the womb of our mothers, he created us in 3 veils of darkness, 3 stages? And do you know in life there's 3 stages or steps of development before we can become a human being? We're born as an animal creature in the mother's womb, right? That's 1 stage, right? Then the next stage is that we grow up as a baby, from a baby to an adult, and then we begin to recognize things, and we begin to be able to place names on things. That's a book. That's a tree. Okay, so we begin to realize we got a mind where we can think and understand our thing. But that's not the complete development of the human being. Then the final stage before we have human life is when we recognize there's someone that created all of this, and it ain't man, because no man can do all of this. They see the sun. They see the moon. We see the stars. We see hurricanes, tornadoes. And we know that there's a force behind all of this. And then we recognize that force is our Creator. And we then recognize that he created us and everything he created only for his worship and service. Then we come into human life. And then we begin to learn how to treat ourselves, integrity, self-respect. And then we'll have respect for all human life and all life, period. Almighty Allah said all life is sacred. Why? Because he created all life. And Almighty Allah is sacred. And everything he obligates us to do is sacred obligations. So don't take them for granted. And I say to you right now, people, that before I conclude at this time, life is very short. You know, we had people in the past, they were obedient to Almighty Allah. We had people to live hundreds of years. But look at our lifespan now. Most people now, especially in the United States of America, with their diabolic government, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, passing laws to put poison in the air, chemicals to kill us, poison in our food. Oh, man, they done cut our life expectancy now. Well, now most all our young people, they die. And you got a few old people are surviving because of the wisdom we learned how diabolic and wicked and evil this government was, and we know how to take precaution from it. You keep getting burnt, you're going to find another way go it so you won't keep getting burned by, stung by that same hole. And so we have learned from our mistakes and learned from the evil of these Caucasians in America. Yeah, we have learned from this evil government that they are out to destroy all blacks. And these foreigners coming over here thinking that they got it made and the black people done been pushed to the bottom, they just don't know they're in for a rude awakening. They're going to do it. Their plan is to do them just like they're already doing it, just like the blacks. You got more poor whites in America than you have blacks. Donald Trump is hurting more white people by trying to stop laws to help the people of the United States. He's hurting more whites than he is anybody else. Because this country is predominant, white or Caucasian people. And that's why I see Caucasian people more than I do blacks trying to come together with each other and with blacks, too, to try to make a change. But I don't see black people working hard like that to do that. Just a few. When it should be all of us. All the hell we've been called here by the ancestors of these Caucasians today. And not just today, we got the same descendants of those ancestors in the White House up there. Donald Trump is one of the number one Bushes, and I can go on and on, Nixon, Reagan, many more. It's been so-called ruling up there, oppressing our lost people, and especially African-American people, because we are special people. Most of us don't even know it. We don't even know our history, so we are taught lies, falsehood in these so-called schools of higher learning. Higher learning? How in the world can they be higher learning when they don't teach you to go no further than what you see? The higher learning is the learning that goes beyond what you see. It's the spiritual learning that comes from Allah. He's the all-knowing. These white people and Jews don't know nothing. They do know nothing. And everybody else know nothing. The all-knowing and the all-wise creator is Allah. And Allah means all in all for y'all to hear me say Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at the words, all in the beginning. Law means God. It means that God is all in all. Everything he created, he's in it. Meaning that his spirit is in everything he created. His power. His power is over evil too. He's the one that permitted evil to exist only to test our faith. But he can stop evil just by saying, come, fire, come, be, and there is no more evil. But what need would it be for us to be here if we were already perfect? He created us and put us in an imperfect world and gave us an adversary. And a lot of us think our greatest adversary, before I finish, is the Satan. But the greatest adversary we got, the one to stop us from submitting to the will of our Creator, is our own ego. It's your own false ego and desires. And Almighty God, Allah says in this line of Revelation, this is so plain for everybody. Listen, he says if you guarantee him, people, two things he will guarantee you will go to heaven when you die, after you die and as you are resurrected for judgment. He said, if you guarantee him, you will control your tongue, what comes out of that mouth, and your private parts, what's between your legs, he'll guarantee you paradise. Now, are you willing to do that? If you ain't willing to do that, you ain't willing to be saved from your destruction and the destruction of those who follow you. Assalamu alaikum.
Malaikum Aslam, Imam Shahid Shabazz, coming on this morning teaching about the truth. The truth. The truth is the reality, people. Yes, because the truth is the word of the Creator. The truth is the key to open the door to life. And as you see, He's letting you know that what you're living is not the truth. That's why you're not being successful. That's why all these things are happening on this earth. All this killing going on, going over to other countries, bombing, destroying that beautiful life that they're having, their life of peace, lying on them. You can't even take care of the problems in your own country because you are a part of the problem. The leaders are the ones who are creating the problem. Why? Because they have gone astray from the truth. They are not the truth. They are your falsehood. They are false illusion. They are the lie. The lie instead of the truth. And therefore, when you get a lie, you get destruction because a lie is falsehood and it is to be destroyed. There is a saying that the Christians say that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
That's right.
The truth knocks. The truth destroys falsehood. Falsehood is the false worship and false gods that men set up to worship to disregard the truth. They don't want to hear and know about the truth. So they accept false lies, false gods, telling them those lies to have them, to join with them. And they all go to destruction together because that's what falsehood leads to. Disobedience to God, Allah, brings its own terrible consequences on ourselves. We bring it on ourselves by turning our heads and backs on the truth and denying the truth. Also, as I was reading Quran this morning, I saw regarding the truth, it says that, oh my Lord, let my entry be by the gate of truth and honor, and likewise my exit by the gate of truth and honor. And grant me from thy presence and authority to aid me. Yes, yes, that's a beautiful prayer. I mean, and grant an authority. Grant your word. Grant your way of life. Send your messages and your helpers. Someone to help me stay guided on the right path, the path of truth. And say, truth has now arrived and falsehood perished. For falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. Yes, it is ordained that falsehood would perish. And this is the time we're in. Again, you see truth coming back. It'll allow falsehood to take over for a minute. So you can see just what falsehood does. But your creator is back on the scene now. His truth is on the scene. And the war is worse than ever because falsehood don't want to leave. It still wants to prove to you that its big lie is the truth. And you keep accepting it and denying the truth. But it will only lead you to the end where falsehood, to falsehood's end, which is destruction, destruction of yourself in this world and in the hereafter. We hurl the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brains. And behold, falsehood doth perish. All will be to you for the false things you ascribe to us. Yes, ascribing false partners to the Creator, saying he has sons, he has daughters, all the superstitions going on that you're talking about, and pointing to the Creator, your Creator, saying that he's the one that said these things. And most of you know it's in your heart that it's a lie, that you're living a lie. And until you wake up and accept the reality and ask forgiveness from the true Creator, the Almighty God, Allah, as Imam Shaheen has said, Allah, the all in all, Allah, all, the first three letters of his name, Ah. Ah, it's an article in this language for thee. So it means the all. He's everything. And those who you want to charge as being God were created by him. He's nothing material. He's neither male nor female. He was not created, but he creates all. So people, why don't you come back to the truth, and then the truth brings back the reality of life, and that's when the good comes back. And you start. It comes back through you, bringing about that good. Bringing about and working to have the best in life, to have a beautiful life, and to rid yourself of the false lies that you've been living. Thank you, our radio listening audience. I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And now I want to give to you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to say to the listening audience, I see we don't have any guests that want to come on. This is another big problem with people in the world. I work out in the street. Been working out in the street all over the United States of America, especially all up and down the Northeast Coast for about 45 years, calling the people back to the remembrance of your Creator, that you're not self-sufficient. When that hurricane went up the Northeast Coast, one of these hurricanes, and tore up the boardwalk out there by the casino and all that, New Jersey, New York, New Orleans and all that, people, do you believe in God when you see things like that happen? But when everything seemed to be going smooth for you, huh? You got your little home. You plan to get your home in 10 years. I got my home now. And you got people, everything they've been striving for, and this is real. Allah said, I'm talking about the material thing, he let them get them. If it's $1 billion, you got more millionaires, billionaires, blacks too, than you ever have in the history of mankind. Why do you think this is? It's a trick, people. The devil know to get you and get you in this classic where you can't get away is to get your mind on the things you see and get you to believe that the things you see is a heaven, that these things are perpetual, that these things gonna last. And if he gets you to believe that these things, you Muslims too, got value in them, things, material things, he got you. And he got most people, not because he forced them, but because most people, they think that if they submit, start with you Muslims, if they submit their whole heart to Allah, they're going to have a boring life. Oh, man, we ain't going to be able to get down with the funk no more. We ain't going to be able to, you know, sip us a little wine, you know, and you get with my wife and I get with your wife and have sex. That we can mess with the little children and all these ungod, drink our beer, drink our liquor. I've been through that stuff, and all of you all out there know you're telling a lie if you say you got satisfaction out of doing wrong. Any wrong. I never got no satisfaction out of doing wrong, and y'all don't either, and you ain't going to get any out of doing any evil. Let me share something else with you, powerful. This is like a Muhammad Ali knockout punch. Knock that falsehood out. Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee and hit hard as a tree. Huh? Allah say hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. And Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, the final revelation for all mankind, he said he revealed his truth, his haq, truth in the Quran as a healing for the diseases in our hearts as human beings. So the problems that you're having and we're going through in the world is because people's hearts are diseased. Now, what do the word disease mean? It means dis-ease. See, the heart is at ease and at peace as long as the heart stays connected with the Creator, Allah, the Creator of good, all good. The heart is at, but when the heart gets separated from the Creator, it becomes dis-ease, and you no longer have peace. In your life, you have confusion. You have confusion. You have chaos. Your life becomes chaotic. Your mind becomes void of any true understanding of what is right and wrong. You become insane. And that's what you see with most Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people. They are insane and don't even know it. And the only way they can come back to sanity is by realizing you ain't in control. You don't own nothing. You ain't better than nobody else. I talked to a sister today, and I like to tease people to get the truth out of them. And she said, I hadn't heard from him in a long time. We was in the masjid in my city a long time. And so I said, you sound like you're about like a teenager. I am a teenager. She'll never see a teenager unless she become 100 and something. So what is my point? Most people don't want to give sign what you want some. You don't want to give up this life, which ain't even real life. It's an illusion. It ain't really life. You shouldn't even call this world life. This world is dead, and everything in it is dead. When you get sick, for instance, are you feeling bad? Let me see you go and just go to the hospital or go get some herbs or anything and just think that that thing going to heal you and help you without you calling on the help of Almighty God, Allah's grace and mercy. It ain't going to happen. You're going to die just like you is, because ain't nothing Allah created got no power to heal you or to do you no harm. He have all power. And until you learn that, you're doomed to destruction in this world and in the next life. This is serious. This is real. And here I'm coming with force, because people are playing with Almighty Allah, and I'm tired of that. Talking about they believe in the law, then going to disrespect the laws of Allah, break the laws of Allah at will, and then when they want to obey, you got, for instance, you got a lot of Muslims who during Ramadan coming up next month. Oh, they all holy. They gathering up for their holy show. Yeah. They gathering up for their holy show. This is the month they're going to get holy. They done been fucking wicked and evil all the other 11 months, but this one month they're going to get so holy. And that holiness that they're going to get going to take them to, until the next Ramadan if they live to see it. Why? Muslims, you need to stop playing. Allah have recording, the angels recording all that you do. He sees and knows all that you do. And Allah say, he's coming. He said, I'm coming. And I see and knows all things. He said, I know the secrets in your heart. He said, I know that which you fear other people to know about you, which you conceal and you fear to be revealed to other people. He said, I'm going to bring it out and let them see you for just who you are. And that's what he's doing today. We're living in the day called the day of manifest truth. Well, the truth is being manifested in such a way that even a child, I see little children talking like they are wise old prophets. And I see adults talking like imbeciles, like they ain't never been to school and they got college and bachelor degrees. Bachelor's degrees, yeah. It's basic understanding for life. Get in the degrees you want. How much are the degrees that you got out of these colleges in the United States? Just in the United States, how many degrees have you gotten that is helping to change America's course of this self-destruction? Huh? Can you answer that? And you want to know what? America once was leading in learning, the leading country in the world, and it was because of the slaves. It wasn't because of white people. It was because the slaves were Muslims, and they taught these white people. They educated these white people in America. Yes, they did. I said they educated. We're still educating them. But since we don't have the power and the thought in Washington, D.C., in the White House, we don't have, and black people don't have no unity, we can't get credit for nothing that we've done. We've been trained as slaves to support white people, to support their house Negroes, huh? And to reject the darker slaves. You think that racism ain't still going on? Every day we breathe, sleep, and eat racism. Racism is first keeping the world in this chaotic condition. Because racism divides the human race and causes the human race to look at each other not with love and wanting to get to know each other, but to look at each other as enemies. You are my enemy. You ain't going to get more than me. I'm white. I'm better than you. I'm white. I'm right. You brown, you can stick around. You yellow, you mellow. You black, you stay back. That's what racism do. And this is the way people are thinking. Everybody in the world look down on the darker people like they is some sperm drop or something. They look at it as despicable. But do you know every human being was created by Allah from black, sticky clay, mud, molded into shape? So the mother and father of all civilization is the black man and the black woman. I also want to break down a word, called intelligence. Because most people don't know what intelligence is. They just see it every day in their conduct. Like me or don't like me, I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay? First of all, in the first beginning of the word intelligence, you got in. And then the word you got tail. And then the word you got jet. You know, I'm going to give you another example. You see a man going down the street, and they acting with manners and respect. Or a woman. You see, that's a very intelligent person. Showing love, care for people. Just speaking to people, how you doing? Have a nice day. And they ain't going to take nothing from nobody. Just to being good to people, just being loving and kind to people. You call that person intelligent. Well, where is that intelligence coming from? Because you don't see people treating people like that. It comes from inside. It's the knowledge. See, tell means that God, Allah, is telling you inside of you how to be a gentleman. And a gentleman don't mean a man. It means a gentle mind. That's what intelligence means. A gentle mind. Being a gentle mind. But you get that gentle mind from inside your heart, inside your soul, by staying connected with the all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful Allah. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Imam Shaheed Shabbat, teaching today on the truth is the key to open the door to life. Yes, sir. Nothing will change as Imam Shaheed Shabbat has taught time and time again. Nothing's going to change until you change what's in your heart, until you change what's on the inside of you, until you bring out the truth and destroy the falsehood, until you're able to wake up and accept and not be so arrogant that you are wrong and you are ready to submit to the will of your Creator, the will of Almighty God, the Almighty God Allah. And then you will have be set free. Your mind will be free. You will be like a new person again. As they say, you will be reborn. People around saying they're being reborn. They don't know what rebirth is. They're doing worse now than they've ever done. They're expressing themselves in the worst of ways, conducting themselves in the worst of ways, and saying they're being reborn. Out creating more hell than people who don't think they don't know the truth. Or you wouldn't think that they knew the truth
because they don't go to church, as they say. They don't go to these religious institutions. They stay at home, but that's where they get the truth. Being at home, going within and seeking their knowledge themselves from their Creator. You're not going to be saved by what so-and-so, Reverend so-and-so told you, Amen, so-and-so told you. You're going to be saved on your own intentions, your own knowledge, what you got for yourself, what you understood for yourself, and how you chose to live your life to please your Creator and not please somebody else. That is when you're going to start seeing the truth happen, when you change your life, when you change within you. I was listening to Imam Shahid Shabbat, and I was thinking as I was listening that on Sunday, on the weekend, it's the only time that a lot of people have to do anything for themselves, to express themselves in any true way, because they're so busy working. We're having that dollar bill to compete against the Joneses and buy this new house, this new car, these new clothes and stuff. And on the weekend, on that time that they have for themselves, what do they choose to do? To go to some vacation place, to take a trip somewhere, or to an island, and to go to some place to gamble away their money and all. Go to some resort, go to some place to sit and just relax, so they say. Instead of taking that time, thinking about the neighbor next door who might be sick, thinking about going to the store and getting some food or something and giving them a word of comfort, thinking about helping to get that neighborhood cleaned up out there, or go and get something and pick that paper up themselves, or have their children or others to come. And let's get this neighborhood cleaned up and live like decent human beings. Thinking about those people on the streets who are homeless and taking them some food, or maybe a little package with toothbrushes and some washcloths, soap, taking them something and talking to them for a minute to comfort them and let them know that they care. Do they do those things? No, but they sit up and talk about going to church, what they learned in church, how good that sermon was, and going to the masjid, how good the imam talked, and then they go and do what? Go selfishly back into their own lives and take that time that they could be given to help someone else to enjoy life and use it selfishly, saying that they got to go and relax. They won't be relaxed until they come out of those, that false lie they're living, and really start living the truth and reaching out, going out, and helping others to live with them. No man is an island. You can't live alone within yourself. If you don't give to others what you have been given, share it with others, give part of it back, to show your appreciation to your Creator for blessing you and blessing you with this human life around you to exist, then you won't get nothing back in return. And what you're living is a false lie. All right, people, I see we still don't have any guests. There was someone on for a minute, but I guess they decided they didn't want to say anything. They seem to still be on the air. They haven't dropped, but they just chose, no, I do see they have dropped now. There was someone on the air, 919 number for a minute, but they're not on anymore. And I did try to reach out. I reached out on Facebook. I reached out and called a few people that I'm not always able to call today. I called quite a few people. And some said that they would come on. They might be on, I can't say, but they don't want to say anything. They just want to listen. So therefore, they didn't push that number one button. So for both of you who are listening in the radio audience and you just don't want to say anything, we want to let you know. We appreciate your joining us, and we hope that you're enjoying the show and that you're agreeing with us, and you will take back what you're hearing here today, the message that's being given, and share it with others and invite them to join us this time next week. Again, I give to you Imam Shahid Shabbat, and let you know once again, those who might just be joining us, that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, The Reality of the Creator. Imam Shahid Shabbat.
People, assalamu alaikum again. Peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you.
People, all of you people, listen carefully, if you will. First of all, I want to say the Creator, our Creator, gave us a will. And He gave our will a little freedom. But that freedom is cut off when you think you can do contrary to His will. All good, the Creator say, come from Him. And all bad, He say, come from ourselves. So if you want to change your life around as an individual, start designed to do good. And I go over my life, and I'm 60. And I remember, even up to the day, all the bad that comes in my life, it don't take long. It comes in your conscience and your heart right away. It's like an alarm goes off, letting you know you're in the red zone. You can really get burned. So why not submit to the will of your Creator and come back to help save the world of human beings? The world of human beings is not the outer world. The world of human beings is the world of your thinking. However you think, that's your world. So a mind, listen to this, and this is how it goes. So a mind thinketh in his heart, so is it. So what is it saying? That your mind really ain't in your head. Your mind is in your heart desires, in your heart intentions. So whatever you intend in your heart, the heart sends the message to the mind, and the mind sends the message to the body, and the body act on that which you have coming from your heart. Actions are but by intentions. So what is your intention, people? You got all these people. A lot of people don't want to come on and talk because they are afraid. They know they ain't trying to do right. They know they want to follow part truths and part lies. They know they want to try to live a life of purity and a life of corruption. They have disrespect for their own Creator. And I done told them over and over again, all of them that I know, you won't be around me. You ain't none of my friend if you pray with the Creator of the heaven and earth. You can go to hell because that's where you're going anyway. And if you don't like that, you still can go to hell. Because I'm telling you the truth. See, it's time out for this here playing games and trying to, like a little, this lady I know, I taught Islam for 18 years up here in the Winston-Salem area. She goes out and work with me. I give her that, you know, but she's going out to work to make money. That I go out to spread the word of Allah and to call back people back to the remembrance of Almighty God. She don't do that. Okay? So when she ain't got no control over her child. Yesterday when we stopped working, I dropped down. She said to her child was just pitching a tantrum and telling her, talking back to her. And her child said, shut your damn mouth. She said, you shut your damn mouth. And she said, I'm going to whoop your ass. And the mother said, I'm going to whoop your ass. She said, I'm going to whoop your ass. This child ain't number about 7 years old. Now, you tell me something ain't wrong with the picture of the world. Whose fault is that? The child's fault or the parent's fault? It's the parent's fault. And it's the same way with the society. And everybody, most everybody in America want to blame the government for what's going on, the bad and the wars and all this. It ain't the government fault. It's the fault of all human beings who stand back and don't call on Almighty God Allah and ask Him to help them to make a change in the world. You know, people are always thinking that change come about by numbers, counting heads. Well, you got over, I think you may have about 3 billion Muslims in the world, more in any way of life than any religion in the world. But look at the world. Has the world changed for the better or the worse? The worse. So numbers don't mean nothing. Almighty God, when He looked down here at us, and the ones He favor ain't a big mega church or a big masjid full of people, thousands of people. The ones He favor is the pure and the sincere in heart. And those are the ones who are rejected. because we represent only a few. And the rest of the people, they're in spiritual and mental darkness. And when they see us, they see the light of Almighty God, and they try to put our light out there. All get together and attack us from all sides, seen and unseen, trying to put our light out. Our light is our life. But they can't do it because you stand under the protection of Allah by staying in dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Allah says, you remember me and I'll remember you. Reject not faith in me and I'll remember you. So if you want Almighty God, Allah to remember you, and Allah says he don't accept good and the evil for you people out there that think you can go on talking about I believe in Allah or whoever you want to call God and drinking alcohol, smoking dope, committing adultery, committing fornication, and then thinking and even Almighty God, Allah, he bear what you do and all that stuff. They don't want to sit or submit this will. He could destroy you all the evil you done already, and me too. Look at the chances he give you to correct yourself. And you still won't correct yourself and want to blame Donald Trump for your what's going on in your life. Well, I'm going to protect him today and say, he ain't the reason that you're doing the wrong and the evil's on you. You're the reason because of your choices you make. You make the choice. Like President John F. Kennedy said, it ain't what the government can do for you. Damn, you ain't learned that yet. It's what you can do to make the government better for yourself. By coming together as one people, stop dividing yourself along racial lines and material lines. And see yourself as one humanity. Let me share something with y'all powerful, too, before this program goes. For this is specifically for African-American or so-called black people. Black people back during my time when I was born, Jim Crowism, you see, they had colored water fountains, black water fountains. You had to be in at a certain time. But black people were better off when we were separated from white people than we are now that we're mixing with white people. And this ain't no racism. If you want to call it that, I don't care what you want to call it. I'm going to teach the truth whether you like it or not. Whether you like me or not. I ain't living for you to like me. Yes, black people were better off because black people knew what? They had to depend on black people. They knew white people were their enemy. And then now black people think because of integrating with white people, not integrating physically, but integrating mentally, most black people now, they just want to be white. They want white people just to accept them as being one of them. That'll never happen. I don't care how many racial marriages between white and blacks happen in America or the world. White people will always see themselves as superior and Jews, them white Jews, over black, dark-skinned, the colored race. This has been throughout history, and that's the problem with most of you now. You don't study history, so you don't know what's going on. In order to know where you're going through now and where you come from, in order to know why you're going through what you're going through now, you got to know what happened in the past. In order to know where you're going, you got to know where you come from. Most black people don't know where they come from. You tell them, say, you come from Africa. I ain't come from no Africa. I ain't left nothing in Africa over there in Africa. Well, Malcolm X said you left your mind in Africa and trying to be white. You think you come over here on the Nigger, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, them old vessels that brought the slaves over here with Columbus and them, his buddies. They went over to Africa and got your black self and brought you over here to America as slaves, not to be free. You think the same one that put you in slavery is going to free you, don't you, black people? I know you do. It shows every day. You got more archetypes a day than ever before since we've been here in slavery over 500 years. And then black people talking about white people, they problem. No, black people, you your own problem because you still want to act a fool. You still want to just be a bojanger. The white people had you to entertain them in slavery. That's where boxing come in. They used to see black people bet money. They are calling picnics. And that word picnic, it comes from pick a nigger. They would pick a nigger to hang that day, and they would all white people would gather their children, and there would be a huge crowd, and they would be drinking wine and eating and just like they having a picnic. And they would see that nigger been hanged from the tree, and that was a big thing to them. Oh, yes. And you think they done forgot that? That's in their genes, okay? And I'm going to be honest with you, most white people are still corrupt like that. You got a few good ones, yeah. But the majority of them, and not only white people, all people that's light-skinned, they think they're some kind of gods over dark-skinned people. They look down at us. But they looking down at their mother and father because Allah said he created mankind out of black sticky mud. And why you think they bury white people's fast when they die? Because they go back to their original color, black. In about a day, they are about to be already turned black. I'm talking about their skin. Why you think white people lay out in the sun to get suntan? Because they want to look more like their mother and their father. They want to look, they want some color. They don't want to look pale. And you notice the word pale and hell go together, you know? Yeah, pale. Pale and hell. They want to look, they want some color. And do you know that all color come out of black? All people come from two black people. And the whole world and universe come out of darkness into light. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam. Imam Shahid Shabazz teaching today on the reality of the creator, his show, his Sunday morning broadcast show. The subject, the truth is the key to open the door to life. Yes, people. Yes, people. And he's really teaching it to you today. So get the understanding that until you come back to yourself, until you come back to your own, until you face the reality of who you are and who your creator is and start living the life the way it's supposed to be lived to please your creator. And start doing for steps and stop doing for others and let them build a society that they refuse to share with you. And you go to their door begging and knocking at the foot of their door asking, but please, please let me come in and share this house with you. Please share your house with me. Please share your food with me after you're the one who built the house and responsible for them having the food and even cook the food for them in some cases. People, you can't help somebody else until you help yourself. And the worst to try to help is your enemy. As I said earlier, look in your neighborhood around you. Find the senior citizens there who need help. Maybe someone to come in to clean the house for them, to bring them something to eat, to go shopping for them, to clean the outside of the house for them. Don't just pass that house by because you don't know that person personally and that's not your friend or buddy. This is how you help. And this is how you receive the blessings of heaven. You've got to reach out and share with others the blessings that Allah, the Almighty God, has bestowed on you. I think we have about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to let Imam Shahid Shabazz close out at this time with a salat, a prayer. Imam Shabazz. Can you hear me?
You talking to me?
Yes. We have about a minute and a half left. I was going to let you close out with prayer at this time.
All right. Hold on a second.
All right. Did you want me to close out?
There is no God except Allah. Allah is one without any partners. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, have no beginning. He have no ending. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is tired of all this evil in the world. And I'm warning you people, one of the last and final warnings, wake back up to the reality that the reality of life is unseen and not these false things you see and you worship. You will be doomed to the hellfire in this world and the eternal hellfire in the next life. Amen.
Amen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us this morning. You have joined the Realm of the Creator Sunday morning show, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Thank you. Thank you. Join us again.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about